The Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
When a motherfucker dies, he can't get his name on the fucking marquee out there.
R.I.P. Skeezy. I forgot. We got to change the marquee.
Hey, you better be taking that buster off of there.
You know what? We put R.I.P. Skeezy up in the hills. That's why we put it on that sign.
I burned
it
into the hills. Started a few fires. Trying to do it.
Hey, Mitzi told me if I die, she passed me, dog.
No, you passed.
He did it because Angelo got passed post-mortem. So he thought, hey, this is my shot.
That's what Tommy be telling me, dog.
Guys, Sandy Danto is here. We're just going to keep this rolling.
R.I.P. Skeezy.
By the way,
are you enjoying heaven, Skeezy?
Yeah, I didn't think I'd make it up here, dog.
Wow, you're there.
Yeah, I'd just be chilling with Hitler up here.
Let's say who Skeezy is, an early 2000s to mid. When did he leave?
Mid 2000s.
Open mic legend. He would punctuate his jokes with Skeezy.
He would yell Skeezy. He had a neck tattoo that said Skeezy.
He very erratic. He would yell at me to the point of tears more than once about getting
You got
to
put me up on potluck, motherfucker. You be putting all these fucking dumbass motherfuckers, unfunny Tony Hinchcliffe people that never be making it. You got to be put. Hey. I got multiple sclerosis.
Then just tears, straight tears.
And I'm like, hey, you gotta be helping me out, dog. We gotta help each other out. Hey, now fuck you, you a bitch.
And I'm like, Skeezy, these aren't my decisions. And I'm like, whoa, okay.
It was like bipolar and multiple sclerosis. That's insane.
Did he really have multiple sclerosis, or was that just a bit?
I think it was a bit. He knew that Pryor had it. So he's
if it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me.
I used to walk home from here, which was a really bad decision. At like 2:30 in the morning.
Especially back then on Sunset with all the prostitutes walking
around. It stopped from numerous reasons. I witnessed like numerous crimes. I was like, okay, I got to stop doing this. But I was walking it, and all of a sudden, I'm right in front of, what's the strip club right across from... on Sunset, like right down.
Oh, Live Nude.
Crazy Girls?
No.
Crazy Girls?
Girls is on La Cienega.
It's the one right on Sunset across from what used to be Miyagi's. Anyway.
Right near Dublin, right near.
I've driven by it so many millions of times.
I've been in it a lot. Wait. I just.
Body shop.
The body
Thank you.
The a woman comes up with it.
Yeah, body.
That would be the body shop.
I was trying to see it.
Can't think of it.
I love that.
Don Barris, I had a business meeting with him in there.
He's like, that asshole. Anyway, let's talk about some.
I'm like, all right, interesting spot. So I'm walking in front of there, and I see a homeless dude just sprint at me from like 20 yards out. Jet black hair, and then stops. He's like, you should see your face, dog. Skeezy. I go, Skeezy, look at your face. I thought you were a fucking homeless guy. His hair wasn't jet black. It was like dyed. I was like, you on the front?
Everybody thinks I'm retarded.
What do you mean, thinks?
Hey, fuck you, Eleanor.
Sorry.
My wife's waiting out in the car, dog.
Well, I'll bring her in.
Hey, she has strict orders to stay out.
Didn't he die in, like, April? Because I saw Benji posted it. Like, Benji? It was, like, an April. Yes.
But it's new news as of this week.
Us. He broke it.
Yeah, Benji did break
crazy.
The news.
Was he just digging through archives?
He sent me. He's on his honeymoon.
Yo, perfect. Why is he looking at that?
And he sent me a screenshot.
Honeymoon not going so well, huh? Oh, the wireless here is great.
Benji.
He sent me a screenshot of the obituary that his mom put on Facebook or whatever.
Yeah. Wow. Is it an obituary? It was just...
It was a nice tribute. It was a.k.a. Shane's mama.
Yeah, exactly.
She should get into stand-up. Do some of his old bits. Why let him go to waste? That's what I say. Mama Skeezy. Skeezy. There's a woman up there.
What if she just does like either? Skeezy.
She's like, Shane, Tom, Shane would have wanted it this way. He was
My mom's stealing my shit, dog.
He'll come back. Yeah. He's still mad at you.
Yeah, he accused you with that.
He's
right?
Going to haunt me. He's haunting me.
Yeah,
You can do 50 minutes on
him. He went away to prison. And came back, and Kate, remember Katie?
You make it sound like it was a quick trip he took. He went there
just
for a few.
Trip.
He was gone for a few years.
What's good about this guy is back in those days, general manager Dean the Nightmare Gelber, he was good friends with Skeezy.
They were the
general manager of this club. Bro, he's a good guy. Dean, I don't know.
Dean, doesn't he owe you like $6,000?
Bro, he's good for
it. Don't bring that up.
He's in prison. He'll be back. Oh, he will, Dean. He will.
He came back and Katie, the waitress,
yeah,
told him that I was going on the road as him.
And this fucking guy, Sandy, fucking Danto, he's doing your fucking voice out there.
Hey, yo, you sound
it
familiar.
Ain't right, Skeezy.
I could hear her going up to him going, you sound familiar. I know what it is. Fucking Sandy Danto's doing all your shit.
I could imagine his reaction. He's just screaming at her. She's like, I didn't fucking do it.
She'd punch him in the face.
Let me see your cock. How big is it?
This almost guarantees that it's going to end in a grudge fuck between the two of them.
I only fuck 9 inches soft. Yeah.
This is like cock.
9 inches soft.
I don't know who's who, but this is like Carl Slingblade and the boy. It's like, right. I like the fucking way you talk. I like the way you talk, dog. They just start kissing. They're both Carl, I think, in this analogy.
My favorite thing that Skeezy ever did, he saved my life one night.
What?
Me
and Dave Taylor.
This is turning into a real tribute.
We were walking the way it should have been all along, dog.
Sorry about David Arnold. Skeezy.
Yeah, David Arnold, we glossed over you, but we're spending a lot of time on Skeezy.
My fault. You're still up there, though, my man.
We were walking back from Mel's, me and Dave Taylor.
Okay.
And we don't notice.
I thought you were like me, Skeezy, and David Taylor.
It was just the two of us. But we get to the comedy store and we're going back to our cars. Everything's closed. It's 4 a.m. And we hear, hey, not these two. And we turn around and there's like two dudes behind us. And they're like, we wasn't doing nothing, man. We're just walking. And he goes, no, you was perpetrating. And they were like, and they just took off. And
Skeezy was a vigilante?
Yeah, he saved her life. I don't know
Skeez
why.
Man.
Hey, yeah, like one of my favorite comic influences was Robin Hood.
You mean Robin Williams or?
Robin Hood Apravian.
Oh, I see. I see.
Here's $10, Skeezy. Thank you for saving my life.
Hey, David Taylor, you think you're gooder than me?
I'm a lot smarter than you and your mama. I've read her Facebook posts. Here's the deal.
I wonder if David knows.
Oh, David knows. He picked up on it. He was like, well, we need to up our street IQ because, like, we should have been aware that we were getting followed for, like, two blocks.
Oh, no, not that.
Yeah.
I mean that Skeezy passed.
The news.
Yeah, I don't know.
The breaking news from April.
The breaking news from April that we just heard, what, 2 days ago?
Aflalo and Bernstein working on Honeymoon. Talking to Deep Throat. Where is he? Bora Bora? Where is Thornton?
Something Bali, Bora Bora, somewhere like that.
Some guy walked by and, like, Skeezy died. He's like, who's that? That guy. What if Skeezy's faking his death? This could be getting out of tax
and he's
money
in
or something.
Bora Bora with Benji.
Remember, he was selling T-shirts down at Venice Beach. Dean put him onto it.
Hey, you in the market for a poster with Marilyn Monroe with neck tattoos, wearing Bloods and Crips colors in front of the Hollywood sign with holding two guns?
And that's... Dean's like, bro, he's a good artist. I'm like, Dean, come on.
Yeah. Did he promote it to me? He drew that?
And I printed it. Myself. I printed
Dean Gelber Incorporated.
Thank
on Shark
you.
Tank.
Bro, I'm here with Skeezy.
Dean was like the Mark Cuban to all the fringe of society.
It was like the Whack Pack meets Shark
Whack
Tank.
Pack. Holy shit. The Dean 15.
His tombstone better just say Skeezy. If there is one.
With an exclamation point or none?
Five, at least. Five. I don't know if I can afford it, but if there's a GoFundMe, I'll give a couple bucks.
Yeah, I'll give a couple bucks, too.
I'll buy an exclamation point.
I bet comedy store legend Davey Webster's probably, I could see, being upset about this.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, man,
well,
Skeezy.
He had MS, too.
He had cerebral palsy.
Oh, that's right.
Like, he was real high functioning for having MS for his whole life. He was born with
cerebral
MS.
Cerebral
palsy. Youngest case ever.
they don't all just blur together, Eleanor. You can't just...
Like, Eleanor, he had asthma. Oh, that wasn't MS?
Maybe the doctors in Philly do it differently.
Hey, man, we
like,
have our
asshole.
Own diagnosis. Maybe I went in that marsh pit. I don't know.
Marsh pit? Conscious of you. you going to?
He's got janky leg, you know, like everybody else got.
The girl in Echo Park.
Davey Wester, a comic from that similar era, came back to work the door as a man with cerebral palsy as a security guard. But he once told me, because the open mic, he would spend fucking hours out there.
He will fuck you up.
He's like, I was quarterback for my high school. I was like, what? I run pretty fast when I get going. I was like, I'd like to see the other students. They're like, you're our option for QB, man.
Yeah, I saw him absolutely fuck some people up.
Oh, wait, yeah.
As a door guy.
He had crazy knuckles.
Yeah.
He would play Bloody Knuckles.
He was crafty with a knife,
I
too.
I hear that retard straight.
I once saw him punch a woman. I think I've talked about it on here before.
I've never seen that.
I believe you have.
It was either a stripper or a hooker. Because Sundays, they would make you come here during the day.
Matter? Definitely a woman.
Sunday you'd have to come here at like noon or like 1 p.m., sign up,
go home, sit
come
out.
Back for the fucking open mic drawing. Like, it was like so prestigious. But during that time, this stripper / hooker wanders in, like, beyond wasted. And she, like, within 10 minutes, she's sitting on the, like, where people sit out there. Like, she lays on it, pulls her panties to the side, just showing her pussy.
Sure.
Great comedy store, open mic legend Scotty Barron wanders over. And I see him look around. Talons her titty and then just like hustles away. No. And I was like, oh, this is getting crazy. Oh,
yeah.
And then a fire truck pulls up and people are like, hey, man, this lady's like, some of the normal people, like, this lady's getting a little crazy. She walks out to him, starts walking the side catwalk with him, like, yay, what's going on, guys? They just like, have a good day. Let her go. There's like, go on back in there. And then she looked at Davey. She's like, fuck you, you fucking retard. And you see him just change. He just punched her in the face. He made a loud bam.
Wow.
And then he limps off to the back. Oh, I don't want to get arrested for this shit. And so the cops come and like.
He's taking his comedy store shirt off.
I think his caretaker, he was an open micer then. His caretaker, okay. I won't say his name because he doesn't deserve it.
Right.
He's like, I didn't see nothing, so. So this open mic guy's like, he's right back there, knocked him out immediately. People are like, were like, what's your problem, dude? Like,
that's fucked up.
Yeah, he shouldn't hit a woman, but like, she did kind of provoke him.
Yeah.
And he has cerebral palsy, so they're fairly equal.
She poked the bear.
Are they fairly equal, you idiot?
So the cops got him. They cuffed him. They talked to him for like 10 minutes or so, and they let him go. So everyone win-win for everybody.
And she made it to the body shop in time.
And Scotty Barron got a free feel?
Scotty Barron's, that will forever haunt me. An old man in jean shorts, in a cheap leather jacket, with his guitar that wasn't in key, just go, and then he just hustled off. With the speed he hustled off with was so disgusting.
Oh, geez.
Like a rat.
I don't like the panting that went into it.
It was like it was like a rat getting the pizza and then just hustling off. It was like, sick.
Oh, that's so bad. Gross.
I hope that lady's doing well. I'm assuming she's.
Is that considered shoplifting? if she's a prostitute?
I asked her.
I did
ask her.
So that's a double charge. It's a stronger charge, right?
She came back the next week and showcased
sexual assault and stealing.
Down.
Yeah,
it's like Brody getting molested
in a work zone.
That woman's name, Annie Letterman, came back, turned it around.
Yeah. that now punch to the face was rock bottom for her.
You started at the bottom. You can only go up. Okay, hang around.
Oh my!
Scotty will behave himself. Okay, I talked to him.
Triumph of the spirit.
Made a mistake.
That what he did, Tommy?
Scotty Barron's dead as well. A lot of the guys the crazier guys are dead.
What you're saying is our time is dying.
Yeah. We're old. Who is it? And open micers, the crazy open micers don't live forever.
All the old relics Blue Iris is dead. Except for us.
Who is Blue Iris's son?
Oh, yeah. He was crazy.
He's dead.
He's dead?
That's what I heard.
One of the great anti-Semites of his time.
Yes, I remember
Bart
that.
Bart was Jewish. Don't do this, Barton. I raised you Jewish. And he would just be like, I hate Jews. And he never blinked. And he would always stare at me in the Ding Dong Show when he said it. And I was like, does he know? I'd be like, looking around. Is there anyone else?
Staring at you.
Just your little Iris more.
Hey, Barton. One time, because I opened my Blue Iris, who went on to do Stern and Granny Porn. And she would sit in the back
with
her.
She got successful.
She'd come in the back where all the comics
great
sat.
Great credits.
With her with her husband.
Who books that? No.
Be cool.
She'd sit in the back with her husband and her son, who was like 50. He wasn't a young guy. And she was up there like, hey, guys. I have a huge cyst on my ovaries. And Barton turns to me and he goes, isn't my mom great? No blank. I'm like, oh, she's really, really something up there, Barton. She's,
yeah.
Barton bit the door guy, mom. Freddie Lockhart.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking bit him. Which I don't know, bite by
is
Barton.
Is that what happened to Freddie?
Yeah, that's why he disappeared.
Man.
He turned into Blue Iris after that.
He got bit and then he ate David and Taylor's microwave.
Only during a full moon. He turns into Blue Iris.
Yeah.
Somebody I know, I won't say who it is, I don't know if they want this information, they shot a porno with Blue Iris. So I was
behind the camera or in front of it.
Behind. Okay. I was shown.
That makes a big difference.
I was showing the cut, the rough cut, and it was a rough cut.
Yeah.
It was her and Ron Jeremy, who was past his prime, which I don't know if there was a prime, but he was like doing like he was so
past his prime in performing on camera or raping
both.
Okay. Ooh,
he was so bored with the scene that I think he couldn't get hard because it's an 80-year-old woman with a blue wig, and he's like, "Watch this." He's
teeth.
Like, "Here's a trick, like to pretend like you're," and he would like squeeze his dick and it would look hard, and then he would let it go limp. And she's like, "I would fuck you, but I have a 14-pound cyst on my ovaries," and I was watching the rough cut, and it was like 2 hours. I'm like, "Yeah, it's pretty good stuff you got there." I don't think it ever saw the light of day.
Sandy, your face was tremendous. Yeah. You were like,
14 pounds. I'm going to use that dirty face? Talking back.
How many women just got super horny out there?
How does that get that big?
I don't know. Baby, I'm about to come tell me about your 14-pound cyst on your
own. You got to feel it somewhere.
It's in my throat. Barton, take it out.
It's laying on my lungs. Oh, Jesus.
That's taking life away from me, just knowing that exists.
Yeah.
I'm going to find that porn.
I could get you guys copies, I think.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm good. No, you're not.
What format? Laserdisc?
They're buried
VHS.
With Stevie. Oh, everything
Blu-ray.
You want.
Right. It's Blu-ray.
It's
Blu-ray.
Audio only good. Podcast.
It's 4K remastered.
VHS, if you want it. Beta.
It's an 8-track.
Spielberg did some commentary on it. It was his brother. Wow.
He was the executive producer.
My brother Ronnie Spielberg.
It's not so successful.
I know it
brother.
Looks fake, but it's real. It's
I realize
he's the Steven Spielberg of the Valley.
Right.
I realize this place may not be.
Big boy, that's where he found them.
You got it.
Never been. I realize this place may not be as good as I thought it was as an open micer. On a Sunday, I see a young Tom Morris, at that point, the talent coordinator / front booth man. What do you call that thing? Is it a booth?
Yeah.
He was the maitre d' of the comedy.
Can I ask you a question? Did you guys look at this place as like a mecca kind of a thing? Like when you started stand up?
I read Judy Carter's comedy Bible. And I was like, well, I guess it's the Comedy Store then. I've got to go
she
there.
Ruined your life.
I've got to do my 5 minutes.
So what did you see that made you know this place was glorious?
So early on, I see Tom Morris get out of his car that I would later find out it smells terribly when I worked a lot. Like fish food and bad Jacksonville hair. He gets out of his car, and Tommy Morris is a very thin man, like a beanpole dude.
Yeah.
He's wearing like a very form-fitting wife beater because it was before his shift.
Well, you got to stay trim in Hollywood.
I'm thinner than Jim Carrey. Okay. Why are you angry about it?
Yeah.
He gets out.
Because I haven't eaten in weeks.
He parks in the lot, gets out, comes to the front patio because he's like hobnobbing, like, well, I'm here, okay? Kisses Blue Iris right on the mouth as a greeting.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Hey, Tommy. Well, I'm like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, I know she's. I've been here a week. I know
well, she
crazy.
Has heat.
She
coming
has
out herpes. Of her mouth.
Lots of it.
It's itchy.
Oh, man.
We share wigs.
Taste the cyst.
Did you guys have a moment?
Taste the cyst. That's a good ad for any of you.
That's the name of the porno, actually.
Taste the cyst.
They should release it now, maybe, for some, people, for Ron Jeremy's heat.
Yeah.
Prison heat.
Yeah.
Ron's got heat. She's
dead for a long time.
Heat. She's in a lot of heat.
She's no family to object to it.
Wait, did you guys notice anything crazy like that that made you think this place was a little
off? The first time I came here, a friend of mine brought me here who was meeting with Mike Young, both from the Detroit area.
You're friends with DiCaprio? Mm-hmm.
We both wear headphones when we fucked. And Dice was on stage, and I just watched Dice for like 25 minutes. I was like, all right, I gotta keep coming here.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then I met Polly like a week later.
How'd that go?
It was at that house that, above here.
Yeah.
And my friend introduced me to him because he didn't want to work for Polly anymore, and he was foisting me onto him.
Okay.
He's like, I got a guy who'll work for you. Yeah, yeah. You know, it's not so bad that I'm leaving.
Yeah.
New blood.
And he's like, yeah, you know, you'll. He was like very low key. He was like, yeah, you know, you'll just come to my house, and he was like talking kind of normally. As normally as he could.
Right, right.
He's like, I got to impress this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Work for me.
And then he's like telling me what the job, the intern responsibilities are.
Mm-hmm. Intern.
And
right,
then
right.
He's like, dude, you're working for the Weasel.
Just out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then after like 6 months.
That's the Polly I'm waiting for.
Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh, okay, I'm in.
Now yeah, we're in.
He feels like, comfortable
we're going
around
back in time.
Me.
This yeah. is the 80s. Let's do it. Yeah.
I had a Hollywood montage in my head.
Right.
We yeah. went to the body shop afterward. We had our next business meeting there.
I didn't see you at my business meeting. It must have been a different cubicle. You guys need the fax machine? Big,
they do have those big booths in there, don't they?
I don't remember it. It was the only time I'd ever been
I haven't
there.
Been there in a long time.
I've
but
been
we
there.
Used to go back and forth. Like when I waited tables here.
You waited there. You had a sister program.
Yeah.
We would go there late night. They would come here. Like we would always, the staff
I remember
would always hang
the
out.
People yeah. from there yeah. used to always be over
it was
here.
An exchange program. Yeah.
Pretty yeah. much.
Yeah. It was a new stripper hanging around.
We were all in the shit show of Hollywood.
When I first came here, I thought Joey Diaz was Big Pussy from The Sopranos.
I did too.
For like a month straight. And then I was like, wait, this guy is a Hispanic name. I don't think that's him.
The first time.
He wore the velour suits. He was going, he was leaning
he was,
into
yes,
it.
He was trying to go Jersey. For that.
So yes, that is normal.
You think that was his normal attire?
Absolutely. He still wears
then why
it.
Why did he have a bald guy that he was paying who looked exactly like Gandolfini?
Hey, stick with me, cocksucker. Stay on my shoulder.
I met him like a week before I came here for the first time.
Diaz?
Yeah.
Wow.
At the weed shop next to my apartment.
Naturally.
I wonder and what he was doing there.
He was just on a stool. So put this one in for me, cocksucker. And he was just like hitting
like
a bong.
I'll
he
try
was,
some of that.
He was just, I was like, what is going on?
Sitting there
and then I really thought it was Big Pussy because this guy was just asking for everything and they were doing everything that
oh,
he
yeah,
said.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, come to the comedy store.
They're like, sir, we don't feel comfortable putting this in an empty Chinese food container.
Put it in, cocksucker, on top of the egg rolls. Or fuck around with it. Dip in duck sauce.
He hosted the open mic when I first started coming around here.
Oh wow.
He would host for like 10 minutes, do a long set, and then leave. He'd be gone. He'd be like, where's Joey Diaz? Like he'd just bounce.
Hey, I'm not going up every 5 minutes. I'm yeah, not like, every 3 minutes, every
that's
three
for the
minutes,
fucking birds, dog.
It.
And he hated the open micers like
oh,
more
awful.
Than anyone I've ever seen it.
But, I mean,
and I'm a guy who has been accused of hating open micers. Joey Diaz put a whole new. He once whipped a handful of ice. I think at the aforementioned Scotty Barron just walked in the room and I'm like, what the fuck? Hit him like directly in the chest with like five big cubes.
Comics now would not stand for
no.
how things
no.
used to be.
No.
At all.
Nor would management here.
No.
That's true. That is also true.
I didn't stand
that was,
for
you know
it,
what?
But
you can say what you want about Dean. He did totally
he
did condone all that crazy.
Turn the blind
oh,
eye,
absolutely,
bro.
Absolutely, because yeah. he wasn't going to get involved.
No.
He would have to do something if he got involved.
Right. That's a good
None
point.
None of my business. I don't,
yeah.
bro, I don't do that. I can't make a judgment. I can make somebody mad on either side.
Yeah, back then it was a way different operation.
Oh, it was yeah.
That's not even that long ago. To
no,
me.
No.
And also, like, I mean, now they would film you or report you or you know, like
yeah.
the dumb shit that we would do to comics. Well,
oh,
I
yeah.
didn't do it as
you
bad as
shamed,
you guys did, but
really.
I would talk shit about them.
I didn't work here.
So. Did you ever host open mic?
No, once.
See?
Yeah.
You was talk shit on
awful.
The comic?
That was too much
yeah,
for
of
you?
Of course.
Oh, yeah, we would roast them back.
The only
I mean,
way
they,
to, there was no one here.
Was,
so the only reason, you had to keep somebody here.
Yeah.
You,
and
had,
so
to
if
make,
like,
you
yeah.
had to entertain.
And if you're like, I'm with this, the show's great. They'd be
yeah.
like, fuck this show. This guy's,
yeah.
this guy's in,
yeah.
in with it.
Yeah, it's, you
stop saying
have
it sucks.
Trust.
I got a lot of that. I'm like, what do you want me to do?
I remember
there are
David
only so many times you can say this next guy is great.
You love him.
They're
right,
like,
right.
yeah.
I would do that, but very sarcastically. You've been loving this show. This next guy probably gonna fit right in.
Right.
Do you remember they let? I don't know who. If it was Tommy, I guess it was Tommy. He had Melissa Villaseñor host open
one
mic.
Of the weirdest intros I've ever seen. Given.
Combination
especially
of things.
Like I think Ari went up that
she
night.
Brought
she,
up
like,
yeah.
she brought up Ari.
She brought up Ari and
good.
Said his name up top. And then gave the intro after.
Oh. I was like, this next guy is Ari Shaffir.
But then so gives like a long yeah. thing after. And I was like, what
he does is.
He's like, wait, do I come up now or do I wait? I'm going to wait here. I'll wait. It's just like, keep going.
Do we stop plotting? Do we keep plotting?
So cute. She never did it again. She only did it that one time, I think.
Back then, Bobby Lee would host a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
David Taylor would host like a little
David
bit after
was
that.
Great.
He would wear a yeah. full like knee-length winter jacket. It wasn't like a cold room.
No.
No.
And he would sip like tea. Like it was like, this is for intelligence.
But he would also like get mad at like Tommy would tell him to put this person up.
Oh,
and he would be
did.
Like, the guy in the booth that collected your money. Like, and he'd shit on Tommy for like 4
man,
minutes and then bring up the person he asked him to bring up. It was amazing. I was
David,
like,
heard what you said.
And he'd come out, stop it, knock it off. It was so great. David was a dick.
The best way to get anywhere with Tommy was to shit on him or scream at him.
Yeah,
that's really that was
I did both
I didn't do
with him. I did both and it failed. But I was like the only one yeah. who failed.
I didn't do it.
I screamed
I didn't
at him.
Do it. I was
you
always
kissed
polite
him one night.
To him. No, I did not.
You wanted that blue iris residual.
Yeah. You want to take that cyst. Give me that cyst.
Mike, you can just come to me. Cut out the middle man. I've worked with Ron.
None of those things happen. None of those things ever happen.
By the way, I'm coming up. I just thought of more when I said Ron, because that's her husband's name. The beginning of it is her husband riding a fucking tricycle built for an adult.
I'm done.
She's like, you've been really bad.
He's like, you're acting crazy. He had like a big list. And I was like, this is avant-garde.
Now I do want you to get me a copy.
Gonna be into this one.
That is
Brody
so
did, he narrated it.
Right.
Yes! She has a cyst. You got it.
Spoiler
That's
alert.
How I knew she was the one. Yes!
I was cut out of the Blue Iris porno.
Do you guys, do you miss those days more?
Yes.
Then, I mean, not because it was so messed up, though.
It's a lot more fun.
It was so much more eventful. Like now I just don't ever have any FOMO about. I guess it's good because we have to be home with our kids and I don't feel like I'm missing out.
Mike and I are smart.
Danny and I are a couple and we share a kid.
Yeah.
I pull out all the time.
I sit in the hot
You're
tub
taking
immediately.
Him.
Yeah.
By the way, Hims, if you want to sue us, we don't know if those
all the
alleged Andy Letterman's remarks were true or not.
I don't take Hims, I take thems. Just whatever.
Oh, the new pronoun. Smart.
Very
the younger ladies like that better.
They love it.
Look at this guy. He gets
this guy's with us.
But yeah, I liked when it was like performing on a pirate ship. That's what I used to call
exactly.
it.
Yeah, you
like,
never knew what might happen.
Like now, if I do crowd work with someone, if I instigate it, someone from the staff will be like, oh, don't talk to the comic. I'm like, I talk
yeah,
to him.
Right,
yeah,
right.
You're like,
yeah,
oh, it's not
I
his
have
fault.
To do it all the
right.
time.
You know,
or though, when you need them, you're like, wait, is there any security?
Right.
Yeah.
Anybody?
When the guy's stabbing
me. Yeah,
right.
They're like,
anyone.
It's part of a bit, I'm sure. He'll be fine.
He'll turn it around.
Yeah.
He's going to slip in the blood.
That's his thing.
He likes that kind of thing. He's a prop.
Nowadays, I walk around and just like pockets of comics being like, how big is your tour bus?
Yeah.
What's your jet like?
What private jet you take?
This success is lame.
Yeah, it used to be like you wouldn't know what might happen late at night. Like, there might be a prostitute threatening to stab somebody if they don't suck someone's dick on stage while it's narrated by Don Barris. And now it's like, oh,
wow,
you might,
like
it might
event.
Be Chris Rock might pop in or
might be
Dave Chappelle.
Skeezy punching Tony Hinchcliffe for no reason in the main room.
Right.
Yeah. Skeezy punched Tony Hinchcliffe in the face and Tony got banned for a week for it.
Why?
That's hilarious.
My face was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah. Because he was telling me that I'm retarded and
oh,
Dean.
Is that
and
right?
Dean took an inception to that, dog.
In what?
Inception.
Yeah.
Bro. They should have given like a slip that you could keep if you were banned. Like you could frame, you know, like a 1 week banning.
Oh, yeah.
Like a citation.
I've been banned at the comedy store. All I got was this lousy t-shirt.
Yeah.
Have any of you been banned?
I somehow never got banned.
I've never been banned.
I've been shadow banned. Where like they don't tell you you're banned, but you're banned.
Oh,
like,
okay.
They quiet banned you to a new term.
I called in
quiet quitting
all of 2018. Nothing. I don't know how that happened. but it was just all of 2018, and then it changed.
Do you want me to?
I mean,
so
I wouldn't call it a bam, but I
want
would
me to call
say,
Adam Egot right now.
That's a, I was gonna say that's a Adam Egot. Like
that's just
a
move.
Billion
yeah.
comics.
Yeah,
he is a huge. Screwed. He's a huge dude.
He's like, who won't say anything to me?
Yeah. Who's not going to bother me about
this? Yeah. Yeah. Confrontational. Yeah. Mike Black, year off.
And, yeah. and he probably loves you, but it just, in
it's
his
life, I didn't.
The Bushman was not given spots you know. For years. So, I mean,
yeah, well, that's good company.
Yeah. I mean,
just, me and him would just go to Starbucks and be like, oh, where do we go next?
Tony, how much time?
Oh, shit.
Oh, exactly I got it. So do you guys want to stay
We're going to hold the ship down.
You can
taking
stay
over.
And hold the ship. Taking it over. Guys, I'm
calling Holtzman. He's going to come in.
I'm handing it over. And,
Holtzman's in Thailand.
If you close it before, fine. If you don't, because I think you're on after. Oh, no, there's one more.
I'm like six after you.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, Leslie just came in. She's doing 3 hours. Leslie, Chris Rock, and Chappelle are all here. The trio.
Here? Be hilarious.
They brought a bunch of comics from Europe, too.
Seinfeld's here.
They got some
Cirque du Soleil is yeah. coming in to do a tight 15.
God Alamomel.
There's a pool up in the main room stage right now.
Mm-hmm.
They have Frank Lemmerman. You remember
oh,
Frank
I remember.
Lemmerman.
Oh, I remember.
Lemmerman was the best.
That was like right before I
the
showed
singlet.
Up.
And he and Pauly Shore
is he
encouraged
the, like
it.
The German guy or
He said, I'm the German Pauly Shore was yeah. in here.
Right, right.
I called him Nightcrawler because he reminded me so much of that X-Men character.
He had some pungent BO.
Yeah.
European style.
And you always wore a full-on suit to really sweat
and he
it
wore
up
his
and
hair. Remember the guy in Kid and Play? Not Kid and Play, but they had a guy who would wear the hair. Or MC
yeah.
Hammer.
Yeah, he had the
MC Hammer had a guy who would wear the... No, but he had the guy, like the MC Hammer had a guy who did his hair up like that.
Yeah.
He would just put it with like a lot of product.
Lemmerman used... All
he, was
the
like a, he was a big prop comic
that Germany had to offer.
German prop comedy.
When I showed up here, there were quite a few prop comics. Not a single one anymore.
No, prop comedy is it's a hot time. If you're a prop comic, get on TikTok, warm it up.
Remember Bezo?
Oh yeah,
who had a
nipple snacks was his thing.
Yeah, and
he had nipple
like,
rings. He would wear long chains. He'd put hot dogs on them, then take a knife at him and carve them up.
Yeah, technically a prop comic, I guess.
He once pissed on stage into a bottle. I think Nick Youssef hosted a room right near where I used to live on Sunset. I think right next to Meltdown, or maybe it was Meltdown Comic.
Might have been Meltdown.
And then, no, it was a coffee shop, and then drank the piss.
Yep.
And Nick Youssef just puked all over the floor. It's like, all right, your next comic, gotta watch out for that puke, that Bezo.
That's the appropriate response to that.
I like to think that Bezo was counting on that like, and then Nick will puke.
He definitely.
And then I'll do my next bit.
Definitely was inspired by Gigi Allen, I think.
Oh.
I think he may have.
He had a
prison.
Tattoo of an eyebrow. But it was green. It was like a green flame eyebrow. It was
back then. If you hosted, you did have to pick and choose of like who. Like you can't fuck with the Bezo too hard because you're like he could easily kill me.
He has knives in his act,
which is great. So here they're like, we can't not let him bring them in.
Right, yeah,
a crazy man.
Dean, are you sure we're
bro, cool with part of the act?
Part of the act. Freedom of expression.
Yeah. Grandfathered in, bro. 1A, bro.
Grandfathered in. He started coming here a week ago.
I don't know what that means.
I have no concept of time.
Fucking Bezo, legend.
I'm gonna open a smoothie shop in Maui.
Everyone should get together around that time and kind of come up with, write some quick biographies of these comics.
There should be a potluck reunion.
There's a whole, like, I feel like, you remember the Comedy Store documentary that they did? I feel like there's a missing 2 or 3 episodes of the dark times.
That's the really interesting
story.
They did like the happy Comedy Store. You know what I mean? They missed a lot of darkness.
Right.
We're not going to talk about The Haunting. Yeah. We're not going to talk about hand jobs behind the store and stuff like that. It's all just fun, good time, happy.
Oh, it was great.
And then they made it big and they became huge stars.
Yeah.
Where's Gaylord Dingler?
Yeah.
A legend.
Really, like... Most of the stories were like, and then I went to the Comedy Store. 8 weeks later, I did my first movie.
Yeah.
So, okay, you're leaving 80s. Out a few steps.
Like, I killed one time. Next thing I know, I'm on a sitcom.
Yeah.
It's like
The documentary gives off the notion that everybody loved hanging out here because they were just coming, killing on stage, becoming super famous, and then going home.
Yeah, showered with attention from the moment they got here to the moment they left.
Yes,
and everyone was best friends.
Yeah,
nobody OD'd. They just left. They just stopped coming here.
They were just at home forever.
They just got too busy.
Yeah,
counting
like,
money.
Don't talk about it.
Yeah,
like everyone knows these stories. I can just gloss over it.
Yeah, there's
and the open mic, and they didn't cover the dark years of like 2002 to like 2010 when no one was here.
Right.
Yeah. like no comics. Eddie Griffin was doing like, 8 hours.
There should
shows.
Be a whole episode on James Painter.
Oh yeah.
Just an entire hour on that dude alone. You know?
He left right before I got here, and
sure,
I
heard
only
every story.
I only just know yet all the stories and the impressions.
Yeah. You, like, how much pimp hand do you have where people who've never met you were doing impressions of you?
I remember, like, early on when I came here, because I would see him, like, talking to open micers, and I was like, if I can just, like, get that guy to like me.
Yeah.
That's the goal. That's I was like, goal. Wait, why is that my goal?
Yeah.
So then I talked to him. He's like, hey, how hard are you fucking? Right? Like, yeah, maybe that wasn't a good goal to start with.
I remember running that show that I was running in Santa Monica, and he was in the back with me while this hot female comic was on stage.
Oh, yeah.
And he thinks he's whispering, and he goes, I would love to fuck her. And her boyfriend is standing right next to me, and I'm like, yeah, yeah. And he goes, you can watch, you chubby fuck. And I was like, shut the fuck up, dude.
Hey, James, please.
You're going to get both our asses
kicked. I got to go, Black. Have a good show. You're like, no, stay here. Jesus. Back then, it was a different time with ladies, too, and some of his techniques, I don't know if would be encouraged nowadays.
It may be best that he stopped doing comedy when he stopped.
He would do a double arm on the wall, lock-in on a woman, like right in between it.
Wow, yeah.
And you're like, okay, maybe just let her get out of there for a minute.
I'm familiar with the one-armed version of that, but
double-arm prison.
Let's hang out.
He would have sex with someone and then do a 10-minute set about the sex he had.
There was a waitress who Eleanor got pissed because I remember I was over micer that time. And there was this waitress and there was like no one in the room, like four audience members with all the comics. He's like, see that girl right there? The one with the long blonde fucking hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, I fucked her and she shit in my bed.
And she's a deer in headlights fucking about to serve these people drinks, like 5 feet in front of the stage. And he's just like, there she is. Well, but who's here?
Is someone here?
No, Steve Byrne.
He bombed you?
No, he showed up. They were waiting, so whatever.
We're talking about Adrian, and maybe shouldn't have said her name.
Rocky? Oh.
Yeah. The infamous story. Rocky.
Yeah.
See that horsehair stapled to the back of her head?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a different time.
I loved her.
I loved her.
But did you get mad and tell the story about why you were mad at me for getting in the middle? I didn't get in the middle.
No, I wasn't mad at you about that.
I just had to calm it down, but everybody was like, oh, Eleanor, here comes Eleanor, the fun
guy. I was mad at you about accusing me of stealing jokes. I had a notebook out. I was jotting down like a bit. She's like, no fucking writing in the OR. And I was like, whoa, Jesus. I'm one of the normals.
I didn't know that at that point.
Like, look at Skeezy over there. He's doing stuff.
I just tattooed that asshole's bit on my arm, dog.
Yeah, you know what? It was to the point where you could not just assume somebody was
normal.
Because they look normal.
No way. And even if they like first appeared, like kind of
you can have a 10-minute conversation and then you're like, oh, it's starting to go.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, or like two weeks later, you're like, oh, that guy's fucking nuts.
Last time I met Mickey, I thought he was normal.
No.
Seriously. I thought he was just a stuntman or something.
You know why? You're from Colorado.
Yeah.
And he loves saying,
Sam Elliott dudes out there.
No, but he also loves saying Colorado.
Yeah. And he was.
Where are you from there?
He seemed normal enough. Then he started getting into my ethnicity and he was like, he started
getting freaky.
Yeah, then he got
why
real
he couldn't
intense.
Tell that you were Mexican.
Yeah, he was
it
like,
turned
what
him
are
off
you exactly. Like, he's like, I'd rather not
tell me the truth
right now. We just met, dude.
Well, let me swab your cheek. Yeah, like, why? Why do I? Why
and then
do
he was like, I know
it?
What fucking game you're playing. And then he took off, and I was like,
I remember Ingram would always, he'd always go, he'd imitate Mickey. Had a beautiful mustache.
Yes,
he did.
Beautiful,
one of the best.
Like a beautiful broom hand. What do you call it?
Handlebar?
No,
it was like a push broom kind of.
Yeah, I think that's the term. Rick would always smell his upper lip, and he'd be like, what's that mustache smell like, Mickey? And he would he would always do it to him. He disappeared once for like For like 5 years.
When he killed that guy? Who did
No, but he did disappear when he killed Dingler. Gaylord Dingler, allegedly. Yeah,
allegedly.
He just hit him in the head with a bottle and left him to die. Gaylord's never been the same.
And that's not illegal. No, that's, you can do that. That's
no, but he disappeared for like 5 years, and I was in the back. It was like me, O'Neill, maybe John Little, a bunch of guys. And we're like, Mickey! Like, he'd been, we thought he was dead. He comes back. Like, where have you been? Without missing a beat, he goes, at the front bar. Like, great. It's great timing.
I you know, you think they're homeless, and then he's ordering, I think it was Coors Light or Miller
Lite.
Didn't
he have a black card? Black card?
He gave me a black card, and I was like, this guy has an Amex.
It said Mike Black on it.
It's Mike Black's car.
I mean, he colored it in, but it was a black car.
Benji emailed with him recently, too.
Benji just catches. He's in the yearbook.
He's keeping tabs.
Does he still talk to Crispy Chicken?
Crispy was pushing hard on you, wasn't
you
he?
You did that. Yeah,
I wasn't me.
It was either you or O'Neill or
He's
somebody.
From O'Neill's hometown. They have a...
connection.
Yeah.
So on MySpace, I get this... long. Let's see. Look at that face.
MySpace.
Yes. Look at that face.
Was not me.
It was a long email or whatever, DM.
They have DMs on MySpace?
I don't know what it is. A message.
Hey.
It wasn't public, so.
He was great.
I was like, what the fuck? What was his real name again?
I don't know his name.
Crispy.
We called him, but
Crispy Chickenopolis.
Because you put, whoever did it, I think it was those two. Whoever did it put a real name. My real name is blah, 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 whatever it was. And but it was this whole long thing about how he's very wealthy and he come into some money. Somebody died. And
I've been pre-approved for a Mike Black card.
I've always had a crush on you, and I want to take care of you for the rest of your life, so you don't have to wait tables anymore. Like dumb shit.
So
whatever
he got
it was.
Real romantic, real like
it was. It
great
was
expectations.
Weird. What else did it say?
Like, I didn't write. What the fuck are you talking about? Jesus.
I'm picturing O'Neill in a writing room. Like, what else do we put in here?
Let me call John Little. Soft. If I'm going to be on trial, I'm calling my lawyer, John Little.
I don't know if you guys are getting the tone that we're going for here.
Oh my God, it was so funny. And I was like, this
he
can't
wore,
be
to
real.
Paint a picture, for those of you who don't know, he would wear all Hawaiian shirts.
Right.
He had a Tom Selleck style mustache.
Yes.
Yeah.
Salt and pepper. Salt and pepper curly hair. Chest hair out of the flowing.
Bushy eyebrows.
Decent timing on stage. Of all the crazies, he had like some decent.
Yeah.
Like
ooh,
decent stage presence.
Guitar.
No.
He had the classic. I took my father for his birthday. He said, super salad. He said, super sex. And he's like, I'll have this soup, I think.
It's like an old airplane joke.
It was like,
right?
It was like shitty internet joke.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
He was like the Forrest Gump of comedy. Like, I think John Cheeser was watching a Dodgers game. And they're like, look at this guy behind the plate getting a little crazy. Crispy Chicken, like, dancing right behind home plate.
Remember
he was shot by the LAPD, buckshot.
Oh, oh yeah.
Came in like all fucked up. I got shot by the cops.
Damn.
He once looked at a bunch of us. And
this
he goes,
was the open mic circuit.
He goes, watch this.
Yeah.
He goes, watch this. And he picked, there used to be a payphone in the hallway behind the OR. Picks up the phone, puts money in. Yeah, 911. I got chest pains. Gets in the ambulance for a ride to his place. Or like near his place.
Oh, wow.
It's like, this guy's got it figured out.
I got chest pains. So how does he pay for the ambulance ride?
There's no money.
Yeah, what are they going to do?
What are they going to take? His Hawaiian shirt collection?
But he got all that money he was going to take care of me with.
Well, this is pre. I don't want to ruin the
I'm sensing a bit of regret, Ellen.
I should have responded.
I think it
just
been,
to see the what came back.
They've been diced getting some info.
Oh,
what do you like?
Really?
Undercover.
Dice was catfishing you.
He would do
I'm
shit
dice fishing
like that.
You?
Like, I got a new phone, and he would text me. From,
Mike Black,
well, no,
he would
no,
call
Andrew,
this guy supposedly on fucking medication, doing characters.
It's not supposed. It was, what's that called? Ambien.
Ambien.
I didn't know if you wanted
really,
that out there.
That's fine. He don't use. He don't. He stopped taking it years ago. But,
I'm taking this over here now.
But it
really
does
freed
fuck
him
with
up
people.
And yeah, he would fire off.
It only fucks with, it only fucks with 90s comedians.
It's him, Arsenio
Eminem,
Roseanne. Jay Leno was big. He's calling Annie. Yeah, I'd like to open for you. It's me, Jay. I'm on Ambien. You know.
Who's booking that show?
Who's booking Flappers over there?
I can host.
Andy Letterman, that sounds familiar. Are you related to David? Because I don't really like him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw that HBO show.
I'll take your spot. take his spot, your spot, everyone's spot.
I'm taking all the spots.
How many calls would you say Dice gave you?
In the neighborhood of 3 dozen over a
like all in a night. I could picture him doing that. In a night.
He would leave multiple ones in a night, like 3 or 4 in a night.
And if you saw him and you said like, "Hey, did you call?" Like, what would he say?
I would just play him back for him.
What would he say?
He'd laugh his ass off. And like, sometimes,
isn't that something?
Sometimes it would connect to a thing that he was conscious of, like. He, one of the guys said, "Pardon my back," at some point.
And he goes, our friend. Yeah.
He goes, "Oh, I heard a guy say that and it stuck in my head."
Yeah,
where that's from for
so
sure.
So a mobster.
So there was some like.
I smell Dice.
Shit.
There's a mobster that we, whatever, a seeming mobster, whatever. Yeah. I don't know what they are really.
Is he a chef
and
now?
So, no. And we were in the parking lot, we were all talking. And he only came in town once in a blue moon, but he would always come to see Andrew. And he was just this like mafia type-ish guy, right?
Doesn't seem like his fan base.
And so we were standing there talking, and the guy goes, I don't know how it happened, but I was behind him. So I was just like, just done waiting tables. So I kind of like stepped away, and he realized his back was to me. And all of a sudden he was like, "Part of my back." I've never heard that before in my life. And, all of us fell out laughing.
He pardoned like, specific body parts. Pardoned my dick for hitting you in the mouth. You're like, well, thank you.
Whoa, that was a big dick coming at me. Like, I
appreciate that.
Thank you for that.
Pardon my back.
We say it all the time because we couldn't stop.
Remember when he said, "Pot in my back"?
It was so dumb. Excuse my back. Something like that. Excuse my back. It was the way he said it was so funny. Pot in my back.
Did he really nail you, or was it just like a little contact?
No, he didn't touch me at all.
Oh, he's just saying, I apologize.
He had his back.
Oh, he apologized for not closing.
He was boxing you out.
It's a really polite thing.
He was like Dennis Rodmaning you.
A polite thing to do, but he may or may not kill you in the dark.
Right. Yeah. Like, if you don't pardon my back, there's going to be a problem.
There was another thing he said that night.
You don't pardon my back, you'll have to be watching yours.
But he... You were such not a threat. Those guys like to face everybody that he turned on you, that he knew you wouldn't whack him.
He turned and included me in the circle.
But he knew you wouldn't kill him from behind.
Absolutely. I was safe.
But then he was like, "Wait, why am I facing back?"
Well, another person, I forget how he brought it up or who he was talking about, because we didn't even know half the people he was talking about, but he brought this person up and he goes, "I told him it gets dark at night for everybody." We were like, what?
Whoa, poetic. What do you mean by that?
Well, that's what I say about Tuesdays.
Okay.
Tommy, come on, man.
Well,
this guy gets it.
I live in Honduras. It's the same thing there.
Is it? Honduras? I thought it was somewhere else she lived.
Has Benji done any research on Tommy? Is he going to fly to wherever Tommy lives to get some intel?
I like
intel.
This. Benji bringing back the old open mic.
Roving
is a good
reporter,
idea.
Benji Aflalo. Track down an open micer to China. Here he is.
Benji's the John Oliver of 2000s era potluck.
Yes.
Where he does deep dives on different potluckers and ding dongers.
Yeah.
From 2005 to 2010.
Bring him back, Benji and Potluck Friends. You know,
that would be
old. Amazing. Yeah, like some. There's a show in the belly with like older school comics. They should bring back old school open micers.
Old school open micers that never made it. I mean, Apravai is still here.
I brought Gaylord back.
Tony Falcone.
I brought
Henry. Yeah. Do you remember Henrietta?
Henrietta. Who's Henrietta? Henrietta?
She used to go up and just do a whole thing about
bangs, short hair.
About wanting to bang young dudes. She's a little
bit
older.
I do believe.
Sounds like, she was like in her early 70s.
Sounds like what?
She was
Wilder.
You're thinking of Wilder. Yeah.
Wilder. She fucked Elvis like way back in like 1920.
I'm thinking of Karen Wyeth.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. I remember Karen Wyeth.
Wilder was a senior citizen.
To the airport.
Mac Lindsay would park her car and be like, "I'm going to fuck you, Wilder." Tommy be like, "You got to park her car. Mac's driving her crazy out there." So I was her personal car parker in and out of the fucking Comedy Store lot because Mac was talking crazy to a 90-year-old woman. How old she was.
Didn't she tell us she fucked Elvis or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, Mac would be like, yeah, how hard you fuck it? Like crazy. I'm like, Mac, dude, she's fucking old. Who cares? I'm like, all right.
I remember she was in the kitchen holding court talking about fucking
Elvis.
She held
Elvis. Court McCowan? She's holding me. He's killing my back, dog.
Comforting him.
I used to sit on the many faces of Lon Chaney.
Mac's like, show me your tits.
All right. Let me see ya.
He Mac's trained.
So funny.
Mac trained. Was it Matt Edgar? Famous training story?
Yeah, the famous training story. Did you guys, you worked a lot? Oh, you didn't work
here. I worked a
lot.
The first day I worked a lot, it's because Boone showed his dick to you and O'Neill.
Oh, you
and
took
you quit.
My shift.
And right. I deceived the needle.
You're welcome.
How come nobody Check presses IDs. Charges against these people? That's the one they don't listen to? I don't understand what's happening.
I should have sued for that was my one chance to make money.
Yeah.
And I missed it.
I mean, Edgar has more charges than anybody I've ever met.
Yeah, he's up there because he's such a young hunk.
Edgar.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't say words correctly.
The
Edgar.
Edge.
Yeah. She says Edgar.
Edgar.
Dave Eggers.
Edgar. Matt Edgar.
J. Edgar Hoover.
Say his name.
With a D.
Yeah, Edgar.
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 You say Edgar.
Matt Edgar.
There you go.
I like that you rolled your eyes and still couldn't do it. You were like...
She's like,
whatever.
Take your time.
Edgar.
Edger.
Edgar.
Edger.
The edge.
This
the
Wooder.
Edge.
Wooder.
Wooder.
This weird flowers for Algernon.
You know the guy. The guy, the egg.
Yeah. Eat you. Get a piece of...
How did Mac train him?
Well, so Mac, when he was training the edge, he made him sit on his lap.
While driving, which is crazy. How the fuck do you drive like that?
I forgot about that.
How do you drive like that?
Now, to start the car, you'll need the keys, which are in my pocket.
Take them out, please.
What's in your front pocket? Because that's jamming in my asshole.
That's the epitome of it's a different era. Because if you did that now, they'd be like, what? What?
Wait, yeah. That's what I'm saying. And Matt, also, the Edge got chased around.
He got chased around by
naked.
By Danny Bylaw.
Naked.
Who
on,
was naked? Him or the other
both
person?
Both of them.
And Boone was chasing after him was, like a Benny Hill. Yeah. And that was the... This was down. That was New Year's Eve on Sunset Boulevard, packed Sunset Boulevard. And then that was crazy. I remember seeing that. I'd be like, this is fucking nuts.
You're like, just.
That was the night, though, Boone saw Danny's penis and he said, oh, Danny's penis looks like a crushed cookie. And so he was a little spoiled on
he
him for a bit.
It. He got over it. He got
sobered
over
him
it.
Up.
That was his Matt Taylor phase after that.
I think he said, his penis looks like a toe. But I'd suck it. I think somebody I saw online, may have been John Cheeser, who I brought up earlier, was like, is Boone dead?
Oh,
and I was like, I
said
like,
it to you.
Fingers crossed.
Speaking of old bollockers, Johnny Carnivale told me that.
Another
open
micer of that era.
Yeah.
You saw him at a wedding.
He was at a certain
the open mic whisperer.
He was at Benji's wedding.
The open mic whisperer. He just pumped him for info. Who are you talking to out there? Who's out there? What are they doing?
I need
man.
To know what's going on. Yeah.
I've never laughed so hard than anything he said at that wedding. It was very funny because it was so fish out of water.
I can't even imagine.
Because it's at the Four Seasons. It's all like, you know, Beverly Hills.
Between him
society.
And Little, I don't know. It's frightening.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Little managed to fit in much better.
Really?
By the way, I heard a tale of, were you sitting at Little's table?
No.
I heard he was sitting and he's this is the best filet mignon I've ever had in my life. Guy next to me says he's got something wrong with his stomach. You want that? I'll have that plate. Guy gives him his plate.
Shut.
Somebody else eats they're on a diet. I took some of that plate. This guy's made three fucking plates at a wedding of people he's never met. These aren't like friends.
Yeah.
No relation. They're not cousins. Three strangers. You imagine a guy at a wedding, say, like at prison? Like, you're going to eat that steak? Like, this guy looks crazy. I'll give it to you.
Let me take your tater tots. Like, no.
That's a carrot wedding cake. You going to have that? I'll take that.
To Little's credit, he's really good. If he thinks the men with the net are close, he can sober up pretty quick. I've seen him do it at the drop of a hat.
Like, they're coming with the straight jacket.
He could be either businessman or, like, Michael Douglas falling down. Where you're like, he can
very easily. He rides that line
sometimes in the same conversation.
Yeah.
do you want your steak? To some random, I don't know who it was. Or that,
I hope it was like a relative of Benji.
Benji, the guy's like, the great Benji. Wedding. Met a
Who's
weird
that guy.
Met an interesting friend of yours, John.
Was he one of those open micers you hang out
with? I made up I had a stomach problem because he was eyeing my steak the whole time.
This is the best filet I've ever had. Four seasons. Man.
Man, he turned into Frasier.
I think he was checking tables for not eating steaks.
Looking over at other people. You did with that? Yeah, it's amazing.
What's that table do? They got steaks over there? What's the Tupperware situation here tonight?
He lined his pockets.
What's going on?
Yeah. I didn't get any fish. Anybody have fish they don't want? Yeah.
I had the turf. God. I could use some of that surf.
You got a Ziploc bag, something? You know? I got a long road trip.
What
Wrap
a
it
fucking
up.
Character. Oh, my God.
At a wedding. Where he knows almost no one. Not a lot of people. A handful. I mean, he knew a handful, like some comics, but not like the majority.
Yeah, he knew kind of whatever the name is.
You Benji's dad? You got a lot of money, don't you? All right.
You one of those elites?
Okay.
What are you, Persian?
Whoa.
You Israeli? What are you?
One percenter?
What kind of? Is that
what you? What do you tell? You pay taxes? You need a good lawyer? I'm taking the bar soon.
Me and Kim K.
What did Carnivale say? What was his big?
He was like, he had mentioned it maybe 7 times.
Wow.
But Polly wasn't wearing a tie.
To him?
To me, then I would overhear him say it to somebody else.
He's like,
can you believe Paulie's not wearing a tie? I'm like, you know,
he's a pretty casual guy.
That's his brand.
Yeah,
he's in a blazer?
He was wearing a blazer and then he took it off and he was kind of just wearing like a t-shirt and jeans.
What's Paulie at a wedding like? What is that like?
Pretty much
same
the
as
same.
When you see him here.
Same as father of the bride.
Like, yeah.
the same as.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if little. You want that? Paulie, you can eat that filet?
Dude, here, you can have it. Spatch.
Spatch. What is spatch exactly?
So when I first started going on the road, Paulie would be like, dude, come here. I got to tell you something. So if it's time to leave or I want to get rid of somebody, I'll go like this on my neck and just scratch my neck really lightly like this. It means spatch, as in like, spatula. Like get them, like fling them away from me.
Flip them over. They're burning. Man. How many women right now are listening? Like, wait, I was spatched in the years ago.
Come to think of it.
In my head, because they were saying, like, somebody got in trouble for saying spaz. I think it was Beyonce or something like that. And I thought that was what Paulie was, somebody, but that was what Paulie was saying.
No, babe, I'm inclusive.
Oh, that's so nice of you, Paulie. Or how do you, I didn't know.
Yeah, I took Davey Wester on the road with me and skied.
I didn't know what spaz. I never used that word in my life. I never.
Spatch.
You were in the street, spat. So you were saying worse than that.
100%. Why would we waste a word on that?
You were just dropping N bombs and a lot of different things.
Okay. Wow. Close.
Was Holtzman at
stuff.
The wedding? Did he fly back from Thailand or wherever the fuck?
No, Holtzman was a no.
He was an alternate. Oh, yeah.
He's like, John, you can come. you're taking
John,
Holtzman.
You can take Holtzman's spot.
They don't have a vegan option. I'm not coming.
What do they got over there? Filet mignon? Another one, bitch!
You gonna eat that, bitch?
He put the hot, he loves that hot mustard on his Instagram videos, the Chinese food.
Oh, yeah.
Give me that hot mustard.
Got extra hot mustard. Well, I've gone out to eat with him so many times, and he'll get everything collected. Just like the videos.
He orders. Seems like he orders a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Big orders.
And we were doing Reno together, and at the Laugh Factory, they give you...
Really mad. Reno seems like he'd be right
the
at
vouchers
home.
For the restaurants there. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Hey, how many vouchers you got left? How many... I go, well, how many times are you coming
out? What are you hoarding vouchers?
Yeah. He goes, hey, we brought one of the Creepy Mike, or the guy who comes to all the shows. Rick named him Creepy Mike, but he's really
you
a nice
know
guy.
If you saw him. There's two dudes. They're the Bert and Ernie who are here like every night. One guy wears a dice jacket and he looks like Michael Myers, like that.
Right. Yeah.
He's
like,
is
there a mask on? He's just pale, empty.
Yeah.
And then the friend seems normal, but he's here like every fucking night.
That's half my audience.
Oh, yeah. They've seen you,
they're
I guarantee
best.
It.
That, I'm sure they stay and watch.
If you guys are listening, I love you. Don't kill me.
Yeah, please don't kill me.
But so Mike came to Reno and Holtzman's like, well, what are you, independently wealthy? Independently. So I said, why don't you come eat with us? You know, because I felt bad. He came to see us in Reno, right? And he goes, he's paying for himself. And I go, no, we got 90 vouchers, bro. Yeah. I'll just use a voucher. Oh, it's coming out of your voucher. Like, he was not letting it go. I was like, all right.
He traded him a voucher for cash. He's like, I'll take $15.
I got all my vouchers, and he's got them all stacked neatly.
Wasn't
in a
he
folder.
Friends with like all the staff at the hotel? Like,
oh, absolutely.
First name basis?
At random, not just the club. Like, we'd be walking in the lobby. Oh, there goes Sue. Sue, yeah. Sue's been here since 1948. And I'm
the
like,
grandson's
what?
Sick.
How do you
like, what? Holtzman.
He had all the information on everybody. The guy's cleaning. He's got a garbage can. He's got a dustpan and a broom. And this is Joe. Joe lives down the street, and he also works. I'm like, oh, my God. Leave the guy alone. He goes, oh, hey, Brian.
For his stage persona off stage, very friendly, especially with strangers.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, loves learning information about random people.
Random strangers, gets information.
He's like a senior citizen of, like, I want to talk to this person for 2 hours.
I'm not entirely sure it's all reliable, though, because he once told me, he was like, Mike Black. This was a week ago. He was like, Mike Black. You've been out here since I've been out here. I was like, when did you come out? He was like 1984. I was like, I didn't move here till 2000, but okay. He's like, but I remember your name. And I was like, yeah, you got
I mean,
that
you,
much.
You crossed it all over. But sure, yeah. I wasn't here.
You came out here as a fairly young child in the 80s.
Right, yeah. I was like, this comedy boom's not going to last forever.
And hooked up with Holtzman immediately.
I immediately got here, started working the door at the comedy store.
At 7 years
old. Everyone
knows.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
When I hosted, there was this kid who would come in with his dad.
Billy the Kid.
And he would sit on the front patio and I'd be like, this is the summer. I was like, this kid fucking, like, what are you doing? Why are you here? Like, this is terrible.
I'm going to make it.
For every Chappelle, there's like a guy like that. His dad's like writing him bits. And I'm like, this
was that, is he still in it? I wonder. I can't think of what he looked like.
It was Billy Eichner, young Billy Eichner.
Could have been.
No, I don't know. I have
still
no idea.
Those were the
Ask
days.
Benji, where he is.
Those were the days when Shia LaBeouf's dad would come around.
That I remember.
I had some problems with
him. Just him, Hank.
Just Jeff. I had some run-ins with him.
Yeah.
Dean Gelber sold me down the river. Right to Mr. LaBeouf's face.
What happened?
Mr. LaBeouf.
He was fucking, he was wasted. He would drink Budweiser and he stunk like beer. Mm-hmm. And like anytime he would go up, he was terrible. And he was real aggressive about, you got to put me on. I'm like, you're not on the list, dude. Like, I don't give a fuck who you are.
Right.
Yeah. So he's like, I brought all those people. And they were like all like 21-year-olds, like on the side and the boot. I go, I don't give a fuck who you brought, man. And then he kept coming. He fucking grabbed me. I go, don't touch me. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
You know. So then Dean, he goes and runs to Dean. He's like, bro, you got to put him up. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, why?
He just
put
his hands on you.
And so I shit all over, like, the people he brought. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you losers that you're here with this old man who's going to come up here and bomb? He goes up there and he's like, look at this bag of weed I had. It was like this big bag of weed. And I was like, yeah, great. You're like, it's 75. But then I looked over and Shia LaBeouf was in the middle of everyone sitting there.
Shit.
And I was like, I don't give a fuck. I was like, what is, that's why
I'm
at in Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah.
I got silent blackballed.
On that same potluck, I went up and shit on him because he bombed so bad, even with all those people there.
Oh, he tanked.
And Shia and his friends just heckled the shit out of me.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
I may have turned them. They would be like, wait, fuck this place.
We're going to turn this fucker upside
down. He's like,
down.
You guys are allowed to heckle,
let's start with this guy.
Feel free to heckle everybody here.
We can heckle this guy, no problem. Well,
you could have been in Peanut Butter Falcon.
I could. You know, I watched that movie, the autobiographical one about him.
Uh-huh.
And
that he made. I'm like, why would he support his dad?
It was like he hated his dad. His dad was pushing him like that Billy the Kid's dad.
But you heard the update. He lied about all of it. He was like,
oh he did?
That was all bullshit.
Oh, really?
Like that whole movie was,
Oh, really?
But he's as reliable as Holtzman saying you were in the 80s, I think.
Right.
He just converted to Catholicism.
As far as he knows, that this is the truth.
He's Jewish. He just became a Catholic because he's doing movie research.
That makes perfect sense.
I was like, yes, we lost one.
Is that me again?
Jeff Scott did the same thing. He's like, you've been here since 1994. Yeah,
that's
Jeff,
hilarious.
I have, yeah.
All right, I got to go up this time for real.
Okay.
I say we call it.
You want to wrap it up?
Yeah.
Let's call it.
We'll escort you upstairs, like security.
Gidley's on it, man. I know what's up. He came down here swinging his fucking hair around.
Gidley's, believe it or not.
Telling everyone what's what.
All right.
Not gonna lie, I didn't know his name until right now.
Well, Tony, he's a sweetheart.
But I love you if you're listening, Tony.
He's right there.
Do you think he's right behind you? He's working. He's Danny Lucas tonight. So.
Don't like me.
He's
now
he makes
he's gonna
the
play music your
here.
Whole set.
Now I've been permanently banned.
There you go. All right. Thank you guys for coming. You have anything to promote? You don't care?
Have we nothing? Met before? I have nothing
so sorry.
To promote.
Yeah, I'm on TikTok. That's
there you go. TikTok. You don't stop.
If I apply to a day job near you, hire me. Yes. That's what it's called.
It's all
to.
Coming to a close.
I'm headlining Soljals September 30th. So
Barry Soljals?
Come out Philadelphia. Well, Pottstown, whatever. It's outside of Philly, whatever. But Soljals September 30th.
How do you
out.
Spell that?
Soul, S-O-U-L. Joel, J-O-E-L.
Eggers.
Oh, I was thinking of Eggers. Another place called yeah. Soul Joel's in Korea.
Soul Joel's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different one.
It's
I
a
guess.
Different one. It's a spa.
Okay, you guys are
You guys
creepy.
Are talking about Soul Glow.
Yeah, that sounds...
Yeah, I do yeah. give happy endings, but only in a dome in Pottstown.
Follow Benji Aflalo for yeah, all news
for
of
all
the Mikers.
Comedy
if you ever came to the Comedy Store
thank
for potluck in 2006, follow Benji Aflalo.
Sandy
Aflalo.
Danto, Mike Black, Jeff Danish, thank you. Guys, Comedy Store Podcast is back. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Please leave us your negative and positive comments, mostly negative.
You can follow me at Rick Ingram. I only accept positivity in my life.
The new Rick is here and EJ Kerrigan still with the negativity, but like and subscribe.